to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy Hump Day!
Hump Day!
Camel Nation.
It's our day to shine.
Today.
Tell me.
Wednesday, July 16th. It's currently 84 degrees outside.
And beautiful.
Let's talk about that, number one.
So nice.
We are smiled upon from the gods on this day.
They said, take this gift and appreciate it.
National Corn Fritters Day. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm at on that.
Honestly, when they're done right, they're pretty bomb, but I don't know that they need a day.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had a corn fritter.
They have really? A day, and it's July 16th. Okay. I actually don't know. I know what a fritter is because I've had conch fritters. It's basically like a deep fried something. So corn fritter,
like
does that mean
puppy.
It's like a deep fried corn ball? I think. I'm going to go that.
I don't know.
I'm going to go that.
Okay, do that.
National Personal Chef Day.
You shut your mouth.
Hello, Mr. Nico. What would you like for breakfast this morning? Well, Gerald, I would like a personal chef.
I would love that.
That would be a life upgrade that I would be okay with.
I follow a couple local personal chefs who are like chefs for like Suns players and stuff like that. They live the dream.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they can make you corn fritters.
Hey.
They could.
National Hot Dog Day. Wait, today is National Hot Dog Day?
What?
National Hot Dog Day.
Wow.
The third Wednesday in July is National Hot Dog Day.
Are we having hot dogs for our staff party later?
What else do you think we're having? No, we're having Spinato's pizza.
Oh, we're having
pizza.
Spinato's. That's right.
But there might be cut up hot dogs on the pizza.
That would be a choice.
Cut up hot dogs on it as a pizza topping? That's a move.
Abe's creative mind is flowing
with
this
ketchup
morning.
And mayo all over it. Dang it, we're talking about food again.
Do this every morning.
Yeah. Well, welcome
we really
to it, y'all.
We really set ourselves up for failure every day.
We're actually gearing up because Friday, we are throwing a party at the Double Hump Saloon.
Whoop, whoop is our pre-party for Morgan Wallen. The doors are going to open around noon. That's what we're shooting for.
Why not?
I think noon's
it's
a
Friday.
Good time.
Yeah.
Get off work. Call in sick. Call in sick. Come to our bar.
Call in Morgan Wallen.
Yeah. What's your reason for calling out? Morgan.
I'm calling out Wallen.
I got a case of the Morgan.
I'm Wallen sick.
Hey, Pop. I'm going to the Double Hump Saloon. That's going to happen at the Old McFadden's in Westgate, okay? It's happening noon to like
8.
Both days,
yes.
Friday and Saturday. We probably will have an opportunity for you to get some Morgan Wallen tickets. And we're having a Morgan Wallen lookalike contest at 4 p.m.
Which is going to be so cool. It's just a room full of Morgans.
Yeah.
So, ladies, if you think he's hot, but he's unreachable for obvious reasons.
Yeah. We got Morgans for you.
There could be.
We'll have Morgans for
options
you.
Options for you.
That happens at 4 o'clock. So, if you look like Morgan Wallen, get your butt down there. If you know somebody who looks like Morgan Wallen.
Bring them.
Basically, you got to have hockey hair. A mustache and a bad attitude.
And a
cut off flannel.
And a bat. Maybe bring a chair. Don't throw it, but maybe bring a chair.
Hockey.
All right. Well, that's going to happen. And we have another opportunity for you to get these Morgan Wallen tickets on our show with the Secret Sound coming up at 7:30.
We've already given out a couple of clues. So we hope that you've grabbed those. We hope that you listened to the previous guesses so you know where not to go.
Exactly.
Because those were ice cold.
And the Secret Sound, in my opinion, is the easiest Secret Sound we've done yet.
I think so, too. Ooh.
That's it.
Ooh.
That's spicy. That's the Secret Sound right there, y'all. All right, take a guess at 7:30. Get your Morgan Wallen tickets. Get you a corn fritter, and let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Brianna's got a secret.
Ooh.
And let's just say her husband, George, knows the secret.
Oh, okay.
And he wants
spicy.
Me to break the news to her.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, let's call her up.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brianna?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Brianna. How are you?
I am good. You've called me like 10 times, so what's up?
Oh, yes, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News on Camel Country. I am just calling you because I have breaking news for you today, this morning.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry to be doing this because obviously your husband, George, employed me to do it, but it is my job at the end of the day, Brianna. So George wanted me to tell you this morning that he found your peanut butter cup stash.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he said, now while you may think that he's disappointed, actually, Brianna, he's shocked that you haven't noticed that he's been stealing from it for about 2 weeks now.
He wouldn't dare.
So while
you know,
he told
I had
you
an inkling
that he's been off the candy also, yeah, no, not at all.
What has our marriage come to? This is...
I have questions.
Uh-huh.
How many are in the stash to where Cheyenne, you didn't notice that the ones were missing?
I think he's been replenishing it, too.
puts them back.
He's like, I'll take one and I'll replace one.
Put one back.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like a drawer, so it's sort of hard to... It's a pretty deep drawer. And,
okay, then.
You got a Costco membership, and
yeah, he said it was a stash, so I'm picturing like
a good amount,
a stockpile.
Yes. Well, you know, it was his idea to do 75 hard, and some of us
sounds like neither one of you are following through with the 75 hard.
You're doing 75 soft,
75 sorta.
I'm doing 75 medium rare. Okay.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, if this is the worst situation you guys are going through,
it's not that bad.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to keep count, but I guess I got to get padlock. I got to get an alarm system.
I think you should leave a note for him. A note.
The secret is out.
That's true. That's a good point.
You got to find a new stash spot.
I want to get one of those like gag Halloween hands. Like when there's movement, it like grabs you.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I can't believe he did this. This is too funny. Oh no. He found out.
Find a better spot.
Got to find a new drawer.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
If your name is Kelly, please don't be offended, but I hate you.
Not you, Kelly and Florence. We love you.
Kelly and Florence, you're the exception. Every other Kelly.
Not so much.
The name is ruined for
Why?
Me,
Why? What happened?
Well, I dated this young lady. I was also a young man at the time. Mm-hmm. That sounded very strange. And we were together for about 4 years. We had an amazing relationship. And then one of my friends spotted her at Miami's Ultra Music Festival with J.C. Chazé from NSYNC. So my friend narked on her completely. She was like, hey.
As a good friend should have.
I'm in Miami right now, and your girlfriend's here with J.C. Chazé. And I was like, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Because my girlfriend did not tell me that she was dating J.C. Chazé.
Interesting.
So ever since then, I've just kind of like, I've had like a sour taste in my mouth for the name Kelly.
Yeah.
And then, hilariously, I don't know. Whenever I break up with somebody, FYI, you're dead to me.
You cut all ties.
You will never be friendly with me. I will never like be cool with you and call you or talk to you or hang out with you ever. So I caught word that she was dating this guy.
Oh my gosh.
Whose last name?
It's the giggle before the story.
Whose last name was Kelly?
Stop. Seriously?
That's a choice. She was engaged to a guy whose last name, so her name would have been Kelly Kelly. And I really wanted it to happen. I don't think she ended up marrying this guy.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer.
But I was like, dang, if there was ever one thing that I can make fun of her for, it's being called Kelly Kelly.
I mean, you could. Although, I do know we have a listener whose first name is also their last name. They're just spelt two different ways.
What?
Yeah.
How does that work?
So the first name is spelled in the feminine form, and then the last name is more of what I would call the masculine form of the name.
What is her name?
Carrie Carey.
Oh, Carrie Carey?
Yeah, Carrie Carey.
Holy.
She's wonderful, by
the
way.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Okay. Weird.
It's crazy.
Similarity there. So yeah, any person named Kelly, no offense.
You're just not here for it.
But I hate you.
I have a couple of exes who did me so dirty that like the name just makes me go, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, it took me up until about, what do you say, Abe, like a year and a half ago to get over the name Michael. About a year and a half ago, I think, is when I kind of got over that hump. Because he, like, if you know, he was like the worst of the worst. Like, so bad. But you want to know what I can't get around with names?
What?
The names of my brothers.
Okay.
Or my dad.
Yeah.
I really struggle with dating somebody who has the same names as my siblings or my dad.
Yeah.
So my dad's name is Keith.
Oh, yeah.
My brother's names are Zachary and Caleb. Caleb is not as common, I don't think, but Zachary is a very common name, or just Zach in general. It's very common.
Being intimate with somebody who has the same name as a family member, that's strange.
It's a little weird for me, that's you know? Kind
of, yeah, totally, totally understandable.
So, yes to that, but also, like, I can't do people who, it's so hard. Oh. And there is somebody by one of the names that I just listed who would love to date me, but the struggle is that you have the same name as
it's just the name.
Somebody way too close to me, and I'm sorry. Yeah. It's so hard.
Is it Keith Urban?
You know what it is? But I told him that he had to get rid of his platform shoes, and that was a hard boundary for him.
Yeah.
So, yes and no.
Oh, Zachary.
No. That literally makes me want to throw up.
Caleb.
Stop. I'm going to go home.
Are we weirdos for thinking this way? Camel Nation, 602-894-5653. Please help us out and support us in this. Yours is Michael, Joshua.
I feel personally attacked right now.
The list goes on and on. Parson in Chandler's on the phone. Good morning, bud.
Morning. How are you doing?
Morning.
So what's your situation? Is there a name out there that just makes you
cringe when you hear it?
Yeah. Katie's are the absolute worst.
Katie's? That's like the sweetest name ever.
Katie. Yeah.
Nope. Maybe it's not to me. It's
no,
toxic.
What happened?
What did she do?
Did she break your heart?
Okay. So actually, I've never dated a Katie, but I had a bully in kindergarten who was so nasty to me. Her name was Katie, and she has ruined the name for everyone ever since. Like, I can't even look at a Katie and not get angry.
No.
You're bullying Katie from kindergarten?
Yeah, man. Those early formative memories, they last.
Sir, there is a service nowadays called therapy.
Oh.
And I feel like, respectfully, you could benefit from some therapy.
Yeah.
You'd understand it if you met this girl. She was a terror. A five-year-old absolute terror.
Was she horrible all the way through school? Was she one of those girls that was just always like that?
I mean, the brunt of the bullying was in kindergarten because we had a class together, and I actually never had a class with her again. But anytime I passed her in the hallway, she, like, gave me a look, and I just knew she'd come at me with the next opportunity. You know, Katie's are done.
That's gross.
You're right.
And I'm sorry that you went through that. I, too, had bullies.
I'm sorry you're having to relive this situation. Because I am picturing a monster right now.
Just a gigantic Katie.
A gigantic. Parson. Stupid boy.
That's exactly what she sounded like. You nailed it.
You probably made me so much worse right now.
Sorry, Katie's, but we hate you.
Yeah.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Oh, I could smell it when I cracked my garage door open.
It's the best smell.
I was like, ooh.
Is it raining now?
Hey, we got some rain. Can I get an amen for that?
Amen. Love me some rain. Rich, what can we give you an amen for this morning?
Well, this morning we're going to go with an amen because every Tuesday we go to golf lessons with the wife and I as our date night. And I finally beat them old nuggets at the challenge.
Whoa.
They are so cocky. They're like 70 years old and they're so cocky. I finally beat them.
I couldn't be more excited for you. That's amazing.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. I love that you and your wife are spending time together. That's awesome.
Every Tuesday night.
That's the cutest thing. I love that. I aspire to be you one day.
Oh, you don't want to aspire to be me. Maybe her. Not me.
Rich, have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
No matter how big or how small, if you got something going on in your life, you want to celebrate it, we're here for you, Camel Nation. 602-894-5653. It's Can I Get an Amen? Call us up.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, Camel Country.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, who's this? Where are you from?
This is Jillian. I'm from Surprise.
You sound like the most pleasant person on the planet right now.
You are like the sweetest sounding.
I need Jillian in my life every morning. Can you just say...
Am I caller number eight?
Can you just say...
She's like, I don't care about what you have to say.
Jillian, you're on my time now. Can you just do me a favor and just say, good morning, Nico.
Good morning, Nico.
Oh.
Do you feel better?
I like that. Jillian, you're calling number eight. Congratulations.
Now, Julia, do you have tickets to see Morgan Wallen yet?
I do not.
You do not.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we do it every morning. It's a secret sound. We're going to play you the sound. You guess what it is. If you get it right, you get Morgan Wallen tickets.
Which is, he's going to be in town this weekend at State Farm Stadium, but you have to guess the secret sound right.
Okay.
All right, let's play the secret sound.
Camel Country 107.9.
The secret sound.
Presented by ProSkill Services.
Jillian, in Surprise, what is this secret sound?
All right, what do you think that secret sound is?
Well, I think it is when you're, like, slurping spaghetti. That sound it makes.
Slurping spaghetti. Mamma mia.
I need the spaghetti and the meatballs. that's all I had. That's all I had.
No.
That's Jillian. Not it.
Ah, that is not the secret sound. I'm sorry.
Nope.
No worries.
Grab the clue at 5 o'clock today because the clue is very helpful.
Very revealing.
Yes.
Mm. So thank you for calling. Okay, you're a pleasant sounding person. I want you to call every day, okay? It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I guess this kind of falls in line with if you see a kid misbehaving, do you try to parent that kid?
Ooh.
Or do you just like leave it up to the parents because clearly the parents don't have a handle on it?
Yeah.
This happens to do with adults in this situation.
Okay.
I was golfing.
Uh-huh.
And you know me, when I golf, I'm not super competitive, you know, high strung. Mm. I get very like relaxed and having a good time. I'm Mr. Good Time Golfer.
Right.
And then I golfed with, let's just say, Mark and Margot. So, Margot is about a 2 out of 10 on the scale of skill.
Okay.
Mark is about a 5 out of 10.
Oh, so they're like noobs, sort of.
He was much better than Mark. Margot is noob.
Okay.
So, I'm golfing with them, and they got their own little cart, and we're golfing a little slow. It's understandable. She's brand new.
Yeah.
So, she literally hits one off the tee. It goes in the water. And the pond is not very far from the tee.
Okay.
I'm talking 50 yards, if that.
Okay.
Splash. She goes up to the pond. And mind you, I'm like, I hit a pretty good try. Probably about 260, 270 yards
solid
up the fairway. Yeah. So I'm waiting for them. Margo decides to investigate her ball, which we clearly saw splash.
Mm-hmm.
She then gets out the ball retriever. And I'm like, you got to keep it pushing.
Yeah.
Keep it moving, bud. So now the people behind us are at the tee box because, again, we're only 50 yards away from the tee box.
Anxiety.
So I'm starting to sweat because I don't like the feeling of making someone else uncomfortable,
same,
holding somebody else up. So I'm looking at Margot, and she's grabbing not only her ball, but she's also grabbing other balls out of the pond. And I'm going,
the noobiest of noob things you can do.
Mark, get your lady under control. What is happening right now? She can't just willy-nilly start fishing for golf balls.
Well, there's people behind you.
We're already, like, the people ahead of us are already off the green.
No.
Like, we could have hit our second shots like 10 minutes ago. I don't know what's going on. I'm starting to like bug out a little bit because we're starting to get like that look, and then we're starting to get the ha-has. Like,
yeah.
Like, come
and
on.
And it's hot. Like, keep
like,
the...
Let's keep pushing.
Yeah, yeah. Keep the pace of
I
play.
I felt so much that I needed to say something to Margo.
Oh, my God.
And I felt like I needed to say something to
Did
Mark.
Did you?
I absolutely 100% did.
Oh, good for you.
But I said it in a very positive way. I said, hey guys, they're on the tee. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, let's keep it going, guys.
Let's go. I probably would have just been like, hey, you guys do that. I'm just going to keep playing. I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah. If that were the case, I would have been 7 holes ahead of them.
Yeah, that's easily. Crazy. I am so big on golf etiquette. Mind you, when I learned to golf, I was in high school, so we were playing on country clubs 2-3 times a week.
Yeah.
Like, you had to keep pace of play. You had to abide by all the etiquette rules. Like, it was huge. Mm-hmm. So, if you have zero golf etiquette, I will probably never golf with you again because the anxiety of your poor etiquette is worse than golfing with people I don't know.
So then, to cap it all
there's
off.
There's an and then?
And then we're on the green.
Okay.
And now Margo wants to follow etiquette to a T. Now she's marking her ball. Now I'm like, hey, guys, like, we can pretty much all just putt at the same time. It's not going to matter.
Yeah.
Like, no one's getting in anyone's way because no one is hitting this hole.
Yeah.
Do not worry about it. So Margo starts to get a little antsy-pantsy with me. And she's like, hey, like, I was next. And I'm like, I don't care.
I don't care.
At this point, I don't care. The people have been looking at us while we're standing here on the green, Margo.
When you got people behind you and they're like ready to chip on, just go. And also, if people are up your backside like that, if you're within club length,
Pick it up.
Just call it. I will give it to you. Just pick it up and go.
Pick it up. I tried to teach her some etiquette, Cheyenne. I don't know if it worked.
It's hard to do it with adults because a lot of the times they don't realize it. You know what I mean?
That is true.
So,
did I do the right thing in this situation or should I keep my mouth shut?
602 I'm so team you.
894 KMLE 602-894-5653. I'll tell you what.
Tell me.
This lady set my world on fire.
She set me on fire and I wasn't even there.
I only get a very finite amount of time away from my family to enjoy my favorite activity on the planet. And I ain't going to be waiting around while some lady is bass fishing for Pro V1s. I mean, sometimes you can't help who you get linked up with, though.
Sometimes you can't, which is why you cannot.
You get grouped up with a couple, and hopefully you're rolling the dice. Aye. What kind of text message do we got, Cheyenne?
Text from the 602, I would have just hit up on you guys to force you to go faster. That's a move. Because you don't know who you're hitting up on and how angry they're going to get by that.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. You do not want to hit up on people.
It's not.
That is assault.
text from the 623, her husband should have said something to her for sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
Clearly, we know who wears the pants in that family, though.
It ain't him.
No.
Text from the 480, the first thing I do when I'm teaching someone to golf is the etiquette. If you can't respect the etiquette, don't be on the golf course.
All right, we got Frank in Mesa on the phone. Now, doesn't this make you irate also?
Absolutely. I'm getting irate. I can understand you haven't heard and listened to the station now for a while. I totally get yours. I would lose it. I'd leave. I'd walk off.
Thank you.
See you later.
That you would just leave?
I'm embarrassed at this point. Like, if you got people around you and they're looking and watching and waiting, I'd like to return to this course. You know what I'm saying? I would like to return to this course, you know?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You should have just kept pushing. Been like, all right, I'm going on, guys. Bye.
All right, we actually have my neighbor, Nicole, on the phone. Good morning, Nicole.
Hi, Nico.
Nicole is a beginner-ish golfer.
She's been golfing for about
a year now.
Yeah.
Which is still kind of like... still pretty amateur.
Still pretty amateur, for sure.
She knows where she stacks up. But her husband has been golfing for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he is like Mr. Militant guy. He's a police officer also.
Yeah.
So like, if you do something that's like a little bad etiquette, he's like, excuse me? You're going to do what?
He is my kind of people.
So how is it golfing as a newish golfer with someone who's very militant like Brian?
I could see he pushes me along, right?
Right, definitely.
But at the same time, still patient with me.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
He's a good cheerleader.
Yeah.
He is. He's a really good cheerleader.
And also, that could be really intimidating.
Language, right?
Yeah, I would say that Brian, all he needs is some pom-pons and a skirt. And he'd be the perfect cheerleader.
Aw, I'm sure he would love to hear you say that.
So when are you guys going golfing next, and when can I go golfing with you? Because I haven't gotten an invite in a long time.
Well, we definitely need to go again soon, but I want to talk about this etiquette just a little bit because I am a new golfer.
Yes. Do you have a question?
Right?
Can I answer it?
I do, because obviously, like, starting out, yes, you're hitting it in the water. Yes, you're hitting it where it shouldn't be. And sometimes I have a favorite ball that Nico gave me that was golden shiny, and my husband refuses to let me go look for it when I know where it lands.
Listen, it was like the last hole on the course.
Yeah.
I gave her a gold golf ball. And it's just his vice golf ball. It's not super valuable or anything like that. It's just painted gold.
Painted gold.
I made it sound like it was luxurious. It's not that luxurious. It's just a gold golf ball. But she hit it right down the middle. And
I did.
And Nicole was so bent out of shape because Brian was like, I don't see it. Let's go. Like, immediately. Again, it was the last hole.
Yeah.
We were all getting a little, like, over it at that point. And Brian was super over it. And he was just like, forget it. We're leaving it. I was like, Nicole, I have more. Don't worry about it.
Oh, boy.
But she wanted
Cheyenne,
to get it.
It was a very beautiful gold ball, and I felt like I hit it great.
Yeah, she
I
hit it well,
for it. If you know it's in the fairway or just outside of the fairway, I would have looked for it.
I know. I felt really
I feel
bad
like
about
that,
that
was a miss on your husband's part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to side with you on that one. That was messed up.
Big Cheyenne.
Boo, Brian.
Cheerleader,
Brian.
I'm here for you, Nicole.
All right, next
As
time.
As a new golfer, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, at what, where, like, at what point during the day would you go to get more time on the course to take your time hitting the ball?
Right? I think that's so, like, just going to depend on the course.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah.
I think that's going to depend on the
it's
course
the season
and the
also.
Time of year.
Like, summer is obviously better. It's going to be slower. Like, in season, if there are people stacking up, you just got to get enough golf balls that if you lose one, you're
just
like,
keep going.
Bye.
Yeah.
See ya.
I think right now, though, like, if you can handle the heat, a noon tee time, I just golfed like a week ago at a noon tee time, and it was perfect.
Yeah. Again, thanks for the invite.
So.
all right, Nicole, thank you. Love you. Have a great day.
Love you.
Don't be that person,
We've
y'all.
Learned a lot today.
Do
We've
not be that person.
Today.
Ooh, look who it is, Cheyenne, right on time. Camel Country, good morning.
Good morning. This is Chris Mays calling in, the Attorney General.
Oh,
well, hey, Chris.
As if you needed to introduce yourself. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, otherwise known as Chris.
Chris works well. I like it. Yeah.
Thank you for checking in this morning with Nico and Cheyenne. You've been busy.
Yeah.
Do you sleep?
it just looks like I don't sleep, but yes, I do, for
She's
sure.
like, actually, I get a full 8 hours and it's so peaceful.
Yes. I am curious, because of how busy and public you are with this position, how do these issues come to your attention?
You know, it's a mix. Some of it comes up from our investigators who are in the field. Some of it is I see something that another AG in another part of the country is doing, and I'm like, that's a great case. I think we should do that. Or, you know, honestly, some of it comes from the media.
Oh.
You guys are investigating stuff, and I see it, and I'm like, that is a case. That is something we need to get on fast. Or it's something I'm just seeing in my everyday life, and this vaping issue that I think we're going to talk about is one of those that, you know, I keep seeing these smoke shops pop up next to schools.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, as we are both parents of young children that are very impressionable, and if somebody was like, hey, 8-year-old Justin, try this, he would 100% try it.
Yeah.
Because that's just the type of kid he is.
But as a mom of a 14-year-old, like, I don't want my kid, even though I know my kid knows better, the fact that he has access to it is very troublesome.
No, exactly.
What's happening? These vape shops, are they having issues like selling to people who are of age? Like, why would you sell to a kid? That just seems so weird to me.
Yeah, it is so gross. It's so outrageous. And it's illegal.
Yeah.
You know, and we know from talking to educators and school superintendents, school principals, that this is one of the number one disciplinary issues that they're facing, which is more and more kids are vaping, and that's because they're being enticed into these smoke shops or gas stations that have these vaping products. And, you know, the legal age is 21 to buy these products. And so, you know, we decided to crack down on it. We have been investigating this. We actually have something called our Counter-Strike program, which uses youth volunteer investigators to go in with our special agents to these places to try to do, and we basically do a sting operation, and to try to buy from them. And we noticed several of these smoke shops that are just routinely failing our inspections and that are selling to kids. And so we decided to go after a couple of these smoke shops with a tool called our Consumer Fraud Act. And so I filed a civil lawsuit against them, and we're going to try to just shut them down. Some of these bad actors just need to be shut down.
Let this be a warning to the vape shops operating in Arizona. Do not sell to children, or we will come after you.
You know, follow the law.
Exactly.
It's not that hard.
You know, we know that people under the age of 25 are more susceptible to addiction because their brains are not fully developed. Mm-hmm. And 85% of all tobacco users begin using tobacco before the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
And these particular vaping products are even more addictive than regular cigarettes.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of nicotine that gets delivered through these vapes.
I know grown adults who are hyper addicted to vaping.
Yeah.
The problem is it's so convenient. Yeah. I used to do it in the studio while I was on the radio, and my bosses didn't know none the wiser.
I'm so glad we're past that phase in your life.
Well, yeah. I quit the vaping about 5 years ago.
Whew,
I think producer AB Baby was around when I used to have that little jewel in my mouth.
Yep.
Wow.
And it was just so easy and convenient to switch from cigarette smoking, which, you know, obviously you got to be sequestered outdoors. You're going to stink. You're going to smell.
Mm-hmm, sure.
It's going to kill you. And vape products are now, you know, the science is coming back that they are harmful for you, so it's not a good alternative.
No.
They're so harmful, and they're so harmful to kids. You know, we also know that 51% of Arizona high school students have tried vaping.
Wow.
And Phoenix Children's Hospital reports that 1 in 2 Arizona high schoolers have tried e-cigarettes. So that's why I want to go after this. We're going to keep cracking down on these guys. And to your point, you know, it's just about following the law. But they're trying to entice our kids into these shops by using very colorful products and having discounts and those kinds of things that attract kids.
Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays is putting a stop to it, baby.
And we are backing
it. I love it.
1,000%.
We're going to try anyway. You got it.
If you could just take care of the drag racing on Happy Valley Road from 35th Avenue to 45th Avenue, I would be very happy about that.
This is our formal petition.
I've reached out to the local law enforcement. I'm like, hey, guys, every week there's a new memorial getting put up on a corner because somebody died from a street race. I'm like, this happens hello.
Yeah. Well, that's another interesting issue. Yeah.
That's the next issue once we get this vaping.
She's like, actually, let's put a pin in that and brainstorm that here in a little bit.
Yeah, let me think about which laws I could use to enforce that. But yes, I'm willing to think about it. To your point, to our original conversation, I try to keep my eyes open and look for the things that impact Arizonans most. And these are the kinds of things. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Vape shops, you heard it here first. We're coming for you.
Chris is coming after you.
Chris is coming for you. So don't be selling to minors. You know, make your money the right way. Be better.
Do better.
Okay?
Yeah.
Be better.
Right on.
We're here to support you. If you need anything, let us know.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
We'll keep trying to clean up these streets here in the
valley.
We're
here for you.
Let me know what you're seeing.
We do hard-hitting journalism here on the Camel.
That's right.
Hey, you do.
We do, actually.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate you taking a minute for us today, and we'll call you very soon again.
Right on. Have a great week, you guys.
Thanks, Chris. You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning. Y'all know my 8-year-old Easton he's a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you never know who you're going to get when you talk to him. Because he's a friendly kid, right?
He's a creative
brain. He's very creative, and he's insanely smart. Mm-hmm. Easton had to be put into an academy because a traditional school was too boring for him, and he was getting kicked out of the classroom. So, wow. Yeah, he had to be put into a school where it was, like, more challenging for him, and that's why he's in an academy. But this kid is... he says the craziest things that, like, a normal 8-year-old wouldn't say unprompted, right? So the other day, we're driving down the road, in silence, mind you, and he says, "Hey, Mom, if I ran for president, I would make sure that once a year, for a full day, all the games in Minecraft would be free. That's what that would be my stance," he says. And I went, "Wait, what?" First of all, we're not even in an election season. Why would you know that? And he's like, "Yeah, for one day, just one day, not multiple days, just the one.
Yeah,
all the games inside Minecraft would be free." And yeah, that's what I would tell people if I was running for president.
I vote who are Easton. You? Like, Easton.
Why? Why is that? Why? First of all, if you're going to make a platform, why is that it?
I mean, but are you shocked by that?
No, but also there's other things he could have ran on that he talks about all the time. So yeah, like,
my son's policies would be swimming for 1 hour every day for everyone.
Love that. Love that policy. Mandatory.
Mandatory drawing on the shower door when you're in the shower.
Okay.
You have to create some type of work of art.
Once a day in the shower.
That's your arts and crafts expression for the day. Mandatory bike rides.
I love that.
With dad around the block.
Yep.
And everyone should learn self-defense and karate.
That's a great stance, actually.
And that's our country. Those are his policies.
It's a very self-defensive country then.
Yeah,
at that point.
Yeah.
My kid just wants everybody to have a free-for-all on the Minecraft games within the Minecraft
My
games.
My son would be his VP.
Justin and Easton running for president and vice president.
And Justin would be like, "Great idea, Mr. President. And also, I think we should go Roblox."
He would. And Easton would be like, "That's yes, Mr. VP. That is a great recommendation.
Sign it into law.
We shall be doing that.
It has passed the Senate's approval."
It's just free Minecraft.
Yeah.
And free Roblox for everybody if it was Easton and Justin's world.
There we go.
So, but it made me laugh.
Corn dogs and mac and cheese for everybody.
Exactly. My kid's super in a Top Ramen phase right now. So Easton,
he
loves ramen.
Oh, okay.
So like, also, ramen every day. That would not be bad. Easton's stance. So
put it on the menu.
What?
Mr.
Mr. President Easton, sir.
President Easton, sir. What would your kid run on? What policies would they have?
Abe, if your 18-year-old ran for president, why?
Don't ask
her. Why? What policy would she run on?
She's too old now.
If she was a kid.
She would care about real things.
If she was a kid, when she was 9, what policy would she have ran on?
Probably something slime related.
Oh, she was super into slime?
Very much. Her and her friends would make slime from scratch.
So you're a better parent than I, because I don't even buy slime.
Oh, no, it only took a couple times before her mom was like, "Yeah, this isn't happening anymore."
Slime time
this is
not is a thing.
Over. Her policy became, guess what? The government just outlawed slime. We can't make it anymore.
That's something I would do, too.
But Layla would make a mixtape to give out to her constituents.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
She'd be like, this will be our national playlist.
No yard signs, just mixtapes.
Just mixtapes.
Yeah.
Required to play it outside on the patio.
That's awesome.
That's sweet.
602-894-5653. If your child was running for office, what would their policies be? Well, it just so happens, Michelle in Glendale's son is joining our son's cabinet.
Ah, sweet.
He has some suggestions. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. Thank you.
We're doing fantastic. What does your son contribute in his role in this new formation of politics?
Oh, this is actually very cutting edge, and I think it's very important. My 4-year-old, his stance is, and it might be divisive, honestly.
Okay.
He thinks he demands that all chicken nuggets be in the shape of dinosaurs.
Very controversial.
Yeah.
Super controversial. Do dino nuggets taste better? Or chicken nuggets, do they taste better in the shape of dinosaurs? I think
they do. It's just science.
He's taking on McDonald's and he's demanding a rebrand is what I'm saying. You know? So he doesn't care who you are. You know, he doesn't care about your traditions. It's dinos or nothing because they taste better. And that's what America wants, and that's what America needs.
Well, you know what? So. Your 4-year-old, Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
That's where
actually,
we're putting him.
Actually, Director of Food and Drug Administration.
Oh, FDA.
FDR.
Yes.
See you later. We got a new director of the FDA.
I'm here
for it.
Isn't, no, wait, what's the guy's?
RFK.
RFK. RFK. Not Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Did you say Delano?
RFK. Yeah, yeah.
Like Eleanor with a D?
Oh, it's not Delano?
Delano.
Delano?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was Delano this whole time. You learn something new every day.
Delano is amazing.
Well, there we go. Welcome your son to this new formation. We appreciate it.
I'm here for it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes. Awesome. We have your vote. Great.
Nice.
That's it right there, folks. If you want another clue as to what that sound is, hit up my man Matt McAllister coming up later today at 5 o'clock.
Because they've got a clue. I will say, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna give another
no,
hint.
No, you.
Yes, I am.
Hinty McGinty.
Oh, she's in full force.
Oh no.
When this sound happens, you will also say, "That's nice."
I'm not going to beat you up too bad about that hint. That wasn't too
much. It wasn't
much.
Terrible.
That wasn't too revealing.
Yeah.
Take from it what you will, Camel Nation. Bring it back to us at 7:30 tomorrow morning for your shot at these Morgan Wallen tickets because we're partying. It's a Morgan weekend, Friday and Saturday. Not only is he going to be in town with Elle Langley.
Miranda Lambert. Brooks and Dunn.
But we have an opportunity for you to hang out with us at the Double Hump Saloon.
It's happening at the old McFadden's at Westgate.
You guys know where it is.
We're taking it over.
It's right across from the taco spot.
Oh, yeah, Salt.
Yes.
Yes. And it's also like right in front of the arena. Like you can't miss it.
You cannot miss it.
If you're looking at the arena, look right. And it's
yes,
right there.
Exactly. And we want to see you there. And it's, it's free to go hang out with
yes,
us.
Yes, just come hang out. Come
and
free party.
And you can get some tickets for Morgan Wallen.
Ayo.
And we all want those,
yes,
all right?
We do.
On that bombshell, it's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
We'll see you tomorrow, Camel Nation. Have a great day. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.